Welcome to Lee's Take 10, Lesson 4, Strikes and Unions. Below I have a Yahoo News article that uses some vocabulary words talking about a strike. So I'm going to introduce you to vocabulary that deals with strikes. And then we'll have an exercise to see if you understand this vocabulary. So I'm going to start at the vocabulary level. A strike is a type of official group protest in which a lot of workers all agree to not go to work one day. A strike may last for one day or many days. In the USA, some strikes are legal and some are illegal. For example, emergency services such as firefighters and police are not allowed to strike or to go on strike. The people who go on strike are called strikers. Strikers are workers who are protesting against something their employer is doing to them. In this article, many teachers are protesting against the state government, their employer, for not providing enough money or funding for the state's education system, that is, the public schools. A picket line is a line of strikers who block non-strikers from going to work. If a non-striker tries to cross the picket line to go to work anyway, the strikers will often get violent and physically stop that person from going to work. A walkout is the same thing as a strike. It refers to the fact that strikers walk out of their offices or jobs and refuse to work. A wake-up call is a metaphor that refers to an event that wakes you up and makes you aware of a serious problem that requires some action to be taken. This term comes from a hotel stay, where you ask the front desk to give you a wake-up call in the morning. In the morning, they will call you and make you aware that it is time for you to wake up and become aware of the world around you. Reckless means careless or doing something without regard for safety, such that your actions may cause injury or harm to someone. For example, if you drive recklessly, you may hit another car with your car. If you climb recklessly, you may fall and hurt yourself. A union is a legal organization that represents a group of workers in dealing with the worker's employer. It serves as a negotiating or bargaining tool. For example, one state may allow teachers to unionize, to form a union. In this case, the teachers will each pay a membership fee to a union organization. That union will then bargain with the employer on behalf of the employees. Unions can be good or reasonable or bad, unreasonable. My experience with unions leads me to believe they are mostly bad. They often make unrealistic demands on the employer and cause hatred between the employer and the employees. Unions will sometimes protect lazy employees from being fired. Unions are typically specific to a particular trade or job type. For example, there may be a plumber's union, a carpenter's union, an electrician's union, a pilot's union, etc. Dying a death of a thousand cuts is an idiom that means to be defeated incrementally, little by little, gradually, or by degrees. A small cut will not kill you, nor will 5 cuts or 10 cuts, but 1,000 cuts will cause you to bleed to death. A furlough is a mandatory, unpaid day off from work, usually due to the employer not having enough money to pay the employee for that day. A wildcat strike is one that is not approved by the union. Normally, the union approves and schedules a strike. Sometimes, some of the union members may disagree with the union's desire to avoid a strike and may go on strike anyway. This is called a wildcat strike, as in uncontrolled or untamed. To culminate means to climax, to reach a final end, finale, or a conclusion.